Luke chapter 5, verses 27 to 32. After this, Jesus went out and saw a tax collector by the name of Levi sitting at his tax booth.
"Follow me,"
Jesus said to him, and Levi got up, left everything, and followed him. Then Levi held a great banquet for Jesus at his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were eating with them. But the Pharisees and their teachers of the law, who belonged to their sect, complained to his disciples, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus answered them,
"It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance."
Well, it's great to see you this morning. Thank you so much for coming to Highfields. Hope you're keeping nice and warm and are ready to listen to God's word for a bit. I'm going to pray, ask God to speak to us, and then we're going to just look at that passage very briefly for a few moments. Lord Jesus, thank you that you're the hero, you're the only one who saves, and thank you that you love to speak to us through your word, the Bible. And we pray you'd help us to listen closely now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, hopefully you now know very well, boys and girls, mums and dads and friends, this new series we're doing, starting today, Meals with Jesus. And I've been really looking forward to it. I think it's a great topic. And I just wonder, as we begin, who the most exciting person that you could ever have a meal with might be. Because I would have thought that having a meal with Jesus would be pretty high up there. Wouldn't it? Do you think, you can think of loads of people, having a meal with Jesus, that has to be one of the most amazing things you could possibly, to be honest actually, having a meal with anybody right now would do it for me. I'd just take anyone, but Jesus, that would definitely be the best person you could ever have a meal with. Have any of you done Zoom dinners with Granny and Grandpa, where you're sitting around the dinner table and you Zoom in or FaceTime in a Granny or a Grandpa? You know, we've done that a little bit. It's kind of okay. It's not the same as having people into your house and actually eating with them. But imagine a meal with Jesus. How brilliant would that be? Would you kind of flop around the dinner table during the meal if you're a bit tired? Or would you sit there, like, with your elbows on the table eating, or eating, speaking with your mouth full, like I sometimes do, and get told off about it by various people in my family? Or would you get up or sit on the table, like other people in my family do occasionally during the middle of the meal time? Like, what's going on? You wouldn't do that if Jesus was there. If you had a meal with one of the most amazing person in the world, I don't think whether you can think of having a meal with the most amazing person in the world, what would it feel like? What do you think it would feel like, anybody? Would it be good to have a meal with someone amazing, do you think? Have some nods, yeah? I think it'd be pretty cool. So listen, guys, this is pretty cool, right? I've got a friend called Di, and last summer, or a summer and a half ago, he had tea with the Queen. I mean, look at this. There's Di Hankey having tea with the Queen. Now, I know some of you may recognise Di. He doesn't normally look that smart, if you have seen him before. Like, that's him looking incredibly smart, and that's the Queen. And he went to the Buckingham Palace to talk to the Queen about his coffee company, Manumit, which helps people whose lives are really difficult. I really love the next slide. This is the official tweet that the royal family put out. Pastor Di Hankey, far left. I mean, like, as opposed to the woman on the far right, just to kind of clarify, that one was Di, that one was the old lady, that's the Queen, talking to the Queen about human trafficking, etc. And see, if you met the Queen, would you flop around at the dinner table? Would you jump up during the meal? No, you would be really, really smart. And you would think that if you met Jesus, you would also have to be really, really smart on the inside and on the outside. You'd have to be really, really, really smart.
Quite right, Reverend Dave, quite right.
You can call me Dave, that's absolutely fine. Who exactly are you?
Well, I'm Phil the Pharisee, aren't I?
Do you want to, you could maybe move the box and you'd be a bit closer to the microphone, Phil, if I may be so bold. You're Phil the Pharisee, okay?
Yes, I am.
And what does that mean exactly?
Well, I'm quite concerned about the right people doing the right things, you see. I'm one of those religious leaders from Israel. And to make sure that the right people do the right things, we made over 600 rules to make sure people do the right things. There were rules about what you could eat, who you could eat with, and how you've got to wash before you eat it.
Wow, you sound like a lot of fun, Phil.
I put fun in fundamentalist, Dave.
Well, that's amazing. Very, very funny. So what actually are you doing here today, Phil?
Well, I've actually just come from spying on a dinner party that's happening.
Oh, people breaking COVID regulations, presumably.
No, Dave, this isn't now. This is in Bible times.
Oh, okay.
You see, Jesus was eating a meal. He was eating a meal with a tax collector.
Okay, what's wrong with eating a meal with a tax collector,
Oh, Phil? Dave, don't you know? Tax collectors are the worst of the worst. They're meant to be one of the good guys, one of the Jewish people. But they end up working for the bad guys, the Romans. And then they steal all our money. And this tax collector, you see, he went and invited a load of other very dodgy people to eat with Jesus as well.
Well, Phil, this is Jesus that we're talking about.
Exactly, Jesus. He claims to be a very holy person, a special religious person who wants people to follow him. I wouldn't want all these dodgy people to follow me, so why does he have them?
Listen, you couldn't be more wrong, Phil. Didn't you hear the reading that was at the end of our passage, that Jesus said at the end of the passage? Shall we read the reading? I think we'll put it on the screen, boys and girls. Let's all say this after three, and maybe Phil the Pharisee can listen a bit closely when we read it out to him, okay? One, two, three. Jesus answered them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." Phil, I think you need to have a little sit down and listen to what Jesus has to say about who he wants to have a meal with.
I'm hearing you, Dave, but I'm not impressed. Goodbye.
Well, goodbye, Phil the Pharisee. Well, boys and girls, Phil the Pharisee didn't like that at all, did he? He really, really didn't like the fact that Jesus wanted to eat with a tax collector like Levi and a whole load of dodgy people. But do you know what? Before we wag our finger at Phil the Pharisee, do you know that whenever you point your finger at someone else, you have three fingers pointing back at you? Because we can be a bit like Phil the Pharisee too. You know, I think we often think that the world is split into two groups of people. You've got goodies on the one hand and baddies on the other hand. And you think Jesus wants to hang out with all the goodies, and all the baddies, like the tax collector, they can all go away. And he wants to leave the baddies outside. You know what? Sometimes we treat people that way too. If ever we want, or if ever, hopefully before too long, we can have people into our house for meals, we want to invite all the goodies, don't we, I guess? We want to invite the nice people, the smart people, the people who are kind and caring and friendly and don't make awkward conversation and are not very dodgy and are quite nice to us. And the baddies, I don't really fancy having the baddies around to my house for lunch or for tea. They can stay outside. People who have messed up their lives, or other people have messed their lives up for them, and they're not very much like us. I don't really fancy having bad people in my house.
Dave, I need to ask you some questions.
You need to ask me some questions.
Yeah. How's your breathing? Is your breathing okay?
How's my breathing? My breathing is fine. Thank you very much, Andy.
What about your temperature? Have you got a fever?
My temperature is fine, Andy. Thank you very much.
Have you got any pain anywhere at all?
I haven't got any pain anywhere at all.
No pain? How about your blood pressure?
Yeah, I think my blood pressure was fine until you ran in down the middle of the church. I think, yeah, that's actually fine. Andy, I'm healthy.
Okay.
You're a paramedic.
Yeah.
We don't need you right now.
Okay.
I'm really sorry. But thank you for coming.
Of course, thank you.
Oh, in fact, what Andy said, let's show Andy a round of applause, because Andy actually, along with many, many other people in our church, works for the NHS. Andy is actually a paramedic and often does rush out to people who are in real, real need. But did you see, Andy came to me, he's a doctor, right? Do I need him? No, because I'm healthy. But if I was sick, if I did have a temperature or continuous dry cough or lost a taste and smell, I would want him and he would say, go get a test, get yourself checked out, and you need to keep safe because you may well have COVID. You see, it's not healthy people who need a doctor, it's the sick. It's just the same as what Jesus said in our story. In the Bible passage that he said to us, really there's some bad news and there's some good news. The bad news is Jesus saying that people are sinful. The tax collector's sinful, doing things his own way. But all of us are like the tax collector. We've all done things our own way, ignoring God. We've been selfish. We've been unkind. If we were to put a group of goodies and baddies, honestly, boys and girls, mums and dads, we would be in the baddies group, not in the goodies group. So actually, we don't deserve to be invited to dinner with Jesus. So that's the bad news. But the good news is that Jesus is the doctor. And Jesus is the doctor who's come for the sick people. He's come for the bad people. He's come to help people, not who are healthy, but who are sick. Not who are righteous and good and smart and clean and tidy, but the unrighteous. The people who make loads and loads and loads of mistakes and failures. You know, boys and girls, one of the exciting things about 2021, which is a bit different from last year, is the vaccine is coming. And that is great news, isn't it? We're really excited about this famous vaccine. And we say praise God for those clever scientists who've been working night and day to produce a vaccine. And lots of us are really excited when those vaccines go out, hopefully in the next month or two, then we pray that life will become a bit more normal. But boys and girls, mums and dads, we don't want to put our hope in the vaccine. That's not where our salvation is found. Our hope is to be found on Jesus. Because Jesus, he won't just cure us from having COVID, which is just one disease that you can get of many diseases you can get. Jesus will mend our hearts. He'll heal our hearts and forgive us forevermore.